victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Would Jesus Wear a Rolex? Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know what you'd do if you had that 100 million? According to Jesus, whom I completely believe, you would do exactly the same thing with that 100 million that you are doing with what you've got right now. True or not? Did Jesus say, he that's faithful in that which is least is faithful in much. He that is unjust and unfaithful in that which is least is unjust and unfaithful in the great, in the much. And this is a lie, I'm telling you, that in different forms and degrees has filtered into millions of Christians' thinking and consciousness and belief. They think they are exempt from all these responsibilities because they don't have much. There are millions of Christians that don't tithe. They don't give. And they think it's fine that they don't because they're poor. And they don't have much. And they sure the Lord understands. Because He knows. And that all these things, and they feel just perfectly free to judge other people about what they have and what they should do and talk about what they'd do if they had all this money. But the truth is, in judging, they are condemning themselves. And they are not doing what they are saying others should do. Should the poor give? Should the poor tithe?
Yes.
Should they?
Yes.
Should the poor help others?
Yes.
There's a lot of folk don't believe this. Oh, no, no, no. The rich owe it to the poor. What verse is that? What scripture did you get that out of? How many remember the poor widow's offering? Jesus watched the offerings. And the Bible said He watched how much they put in. Wonder if He still does that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever watched an offering and watched what people put in, He still does it. He watched what each one of them put in. Now, what would you think about a preacher that did that today? I came by with a bucket. I said, let me look at that. Okay. Let me see. Yeah, how much? What does that say? Oh, people to think that's a, oh. And yet, I would be acting like Jesus. I would be imitating what Jesus did. I'd have scripture for it. Acting like Jesus. He watched and He looked specifically at how much each one. I guess He had to be pretty close, didn't He? He came by and He looked over. Okay. And the poor widow came and threw in 2 mites. Tiny coins. I tried to figure out what it might be worth in today's money. I came up with maybe 30 cents. And Jesus stopped, interrupted what was going on. He said, I want everybody to know. This woman right here has outgiven everybody here today. She sure didn't do it in amount, but she did it in percentage. So the Lord does look at what people give, but not just at the amount. He looks at the percentage and He looks at the heart. But He does look at the percentage. He doesn't just look at what you gave, He looks at what you got left. And that determines how much you gave. Not the amount, but how much you had left. And that puts us all on the same footing. Doesn't it? And it causes so that one person does not have the ability to give more than the other. Oh, did you hear that or not? In the eyes of God, people say, well, if I had a lot, I would do a lot more. In the eyes of God, you've got exactly the same ability to give as they do. If you only got a dollar and they got a billion, in God's eyes, you got the same ability. Because they could give part of what they got. They could give half of it. They could give three quarters of it. They could give all of it. They could give none of it. You can do exactly the same. You can give none, all, half, quarter, 75. You can do exactly the same thing. And if there's anybody that should have been exempt from giving, wouldn't this woman have been a good candidate?
Yes, sir.
Poor, widow, no husband, no provider with a job. We don't know if she's got kids to feed. And if, like some people teach, this would have been the perfect opportunity for Jesus to rush in there and go, no. No, sister, get your money back out. Here, some of you rich guys, come over here. Give this woman some money instead of putting it here in the church. And here, I'm going to give you some money, dear. You'd have to add to the Bible to say He gave her any money. And He said nothing to them, the rich, about giving her any money. And He did not say anything to her that she didn't need to give. Why? She did need to give. The poor should tithe. The poor should give. The poor should sow and help others. That's how the poor stop being the poor.
Yes, hallelujah.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
It's how you get out of being poor. How many think even if Jesus didn't get in his pocket or they didn't get in their pocket, how many believe God met her need?
Amen.
He didn't have to do it through any of them there in that room that day. How many think God could have been setting some things in motion for her groceries, for her house, for other things before she ever got back to the house?
Yes.
You know how God is.
Yes.
But this stuff about, well, you know, man, I'm barely making it. I can't tithe. God don't expect me to tithe. I can't give. God don't expect me to give. You are so wrong. And to act like you are exempt from doing things you say others should do because they have a lot more amount of money than you, you don't understand how Jesus thinks. He doesn't look at amounts. He looks at percentage. And He looks at heart. Prove it again here in 2 Corinthians. Are you there? 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. I know some of this is not all laughing and jumping in the pew, but this is good. I'm telling you, this is helping us. I said, this is helping us.
Yes.
How will this help us? Well, friend, if you don't condemn and criticize stuff, you can have it.
Yes.
I said, you can have it. And if you don't judge others, you're not going to be judged. Which means you're going to get grace when you need it. You're going to get help. The door's not going to be open to the destroyer in your life. And you're just going to generally be a happier and nicer to be around person. Just all around in a general way. 2 Corinthians and the 8th chapter. Nobody wants to hear griping. Nobody wants to hear you gripe about somebody else's stuff and somebody else's money and what they ought to do and what they shouldn't have done. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. 2 Corinthians 8 and 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not. I mean not that other men be eased and you burdened. Does God want us impoverished in the process of helping others? Does He want us burdened in order to help others? No, He does not. And how is our gift accepted? Not according to what we don't have. There's no need never talking about what you don't have. When it comes to giving, when it comes to tithing, never bring up what you don't have. Because to God, it's not an issue. He don't want to hear about what you don't have. He knows exactly what you don't have. What's He interested in? You're only being considered and held accountable for what you have. That's it. You can't do stuff with what you don't have. But if you want to show God what you would do with $100 million, you got the opportunity right now. This week. Oh God, if I had $100 million, show Him. You can prove to God what you'd do with $100 million with $100. You can show Him. Talk is cheap in this area. Show Him. And if you honestly do it and sincerely do it, not just, you know, trying something, but day in, day out, God will see your heart. And you will be approved. And you'll begin to handle larger amounts. And if you keep doing the same thing with larger amounts, and simply it means you keep obeying Him. You just keep obeying Him. Doing what He says, where He says, when He says. You keep doing it. It'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Phyllis and I can testify personally. We started off in fives and tens years ago. And now it's into big amounts. Not as big as it's going to be. Amen. Demonstrate to Him. He said, listen to this. He said, for the NIV, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have. The acceptability of the gift, the Jewish Bible says, will be measured by what you have, not by what you don't have. The easy to read says this. If you want to give, your gift will be accepted. Your gift will be judged by what you have, not by what you don't have. How many believe this? Should the poor tithe? Yeah. Should the poor give? Yeah. Should the poor obey God and sow to others and help others? Yeah. What's the result of that? The poor can become no longer poor and can become rich. Because you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though He was rich, so very rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might be rich.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Who's the Judge? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R904C. That's R904C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.